Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B. You can call into the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us. Let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
This radio show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award for Outstanding Achievement in Record or Radio. I am just so excited to be the recipient of this year's award, ladies and gentlemen. Now, back in 2018, I was the 2018 nominee for the NACAMA Award. So, you know, I'm flying 30,000 feet for the rest of the year. I'm just proud to be the recipient for this fine award from the Academy. Ladies and gentlemen, this radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B, and I'm the Blaster Master of acapella gospel music. And according to the late Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she says Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today. May the good Lord have mercy on us all. That was my dear sister right there. I also have a recent quote from my dear brother Issei from Jesse Murrah from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. Issei said, and I appreciate this quote from Issei. He said, "My radio voice, my energy, my creativity is refreshing, and nobody does it better because nobody's going to outwork me." That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what he said. Now, I'm a little calm tonight. I'm supposed to say it like this. That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. Now, didn't that sound a lot better? I also have a quote from Brian Malone. He's from core director for Committed Acapella Chorus in Rogersville, Alabama. He says, "Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio." I have a quote from Thurman Meadows from Temple, Texas. He says, "Stevie B is the hardest working man in acapella Christian music." I have a quote from the late Irvin C. Jackson from Wesley Chapel, Florida. You know, Irvin was coming on this broadcast every month, debuting new music, and he passed earlier in the year, so we certainly do miss him. So this quote from Irvin C. Jackson, he said, "Stevie B is the greatest and the hardest working man." He said, "I consider you to be the lighthouse of acapella gospel music." Certainly appreciate that quote from the late Irvin C. Jackson. I have a quote from Mr. Ooh-wee himself, Dorian Paul, out of Houston, Texas. He says, "Stevie B, we need you. We need you, Doc. Don't you go nowhere, because we need you." I have a quote from my dear brother Jeremy Roberts from Hyatt, Virginia. He says, "Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio, period." That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. Yeah, that sounds a whole lot better. And I have a quote from my dear brother Anthony Blunt. He's the radio host for the Gospel Train that airs on Sunday morning on 94.7 FM, WWBC 1510 AM in Rockledge, Florida. And I was on his radio show last Sunday. We did an interview, and I really enjoyed that interview I had with Anthony on that broadcast. But he said some of the same things on his radio show as well. So it must be some truth to it, ladies and gentlemen. I have a quote from Kenneth Ray from Made New Acapella out of Louisville, Kentucky. He says, "Stevie B is the hardest working brother in acapella music on the ones and twos. Have a quote from comedian Tim Pridgen from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, there are many great Stevies in the world, like Stevie Wonder that made nothing but classics in the music game. But you also need to know about my guy that's killing the radio game, my guy Stevie B. Have a quote from Cali JT from Reseda, California, with acapella group Exodus 2.0. He says, Stevie B puts the A in acapella music. Stevie B is awesome. Stevie B is amazing. Certainly appreciate that quote from Cali JT. Have a quote from Lewis Cooper from Dazelle Records from Memphis, Tennessee. He said, and I thought this was funny, he said, Stevie B is like a drink of water in the desert. Also have a quote from Al Pratt. He's the founder of the Camel Awards that's held in Jacksonville, Florida. He said, Stevie B, the acapella DJ, often imitated but never duplicated, and considered the hardest working. I'm telling you, he's the smartest working man in acapella music, Stevie B. This is the last quote I have from Ali Ezell from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says, Stevie B is the mouth of acapella gospel music. I like that.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
All right, let me get this big iron bird on up off the ground. I rubbed my two little coins together and bought me an airplane. Can't be the blaster master unless you're dropping bombs on your radio show. I said boom boom.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking back Friday nights for the Lord. Oh yes, we are. For the next 2 hours, I'm gonna play some of your favorite acapella gospel songs from such artists as Straight Company, acapella Dorian Paul, coming up of course, and many, many more. I want to hear from our listeners tonight. You can give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. Or you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website and listen to the show live. Now, there are over 1,700 shows that are live on the Blog Talk Radio website at this hour. I just looked at it before I came on the air, and I was on page 3 on that website before I came on the air. Now that I'm actually on the air, I haven't looked at it again, but I'm going to check it here in a few minutes. And just see, I might have moved up to number 1, but that's normally what they do. They'll put me on page 1 once I go on the air. But we'll see. It'll be somewhere between pages 1 through 4. That's where it always seems to be here lately. And I'm certainly appreciative of that. God is truly good. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to send me your emails, let me know who you're riding with me on the blast night. Just send my email to butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Let me know who's riding with me on the blast. I'm trying to lift up your spirits with these inspirational songs on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday night. And Stevie B is playing acapella gospel music. So turn up your spiritual ear.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
On the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm counting down my top 20 acapella gospel songs for the year 2022, for the month of December. This is the last countdown show for the year 2022 tonight on Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast. I'll be featuring on the show tonight my Funny Bones and my Song of the Week, but I will not. I will not be featuring any shout-outs on the show, nor my monthly triple spin. I won't be doing that, but I will be doing that on next Friday night. And my old 100s, due to the time restraints, I'm trying to get to this number one song before I actually go off there. I never seem to be able to do it, but I'm trying, ladies and gentlemen. So pray for me. Pray for me. So you got Stevie B loose in the booth on the ones and twos. So let's get into the music, the sweet sounds of voices.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I go through my playlist tonight, I'll be announcing the previous interviews with the various artists and producers, and I had a few comedians as well that I've interviewed on these radio shows in the past few years, and I'll be telling you what episodes they appeared on as I go through my playlist tonight. So if you have not had a chance to listen to these shows, just go back to wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from, whatever platform you're using, whether it be Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Amazon Music, Deezer, YouTube, just to name a few. Just type in your search bar under the podcast, Stevie B Media Production. You'll see all of the shows we've done for the year. Oh, actually, it goes all the way back to 2016. I do believe on most of the platforms, they take it all the way back to 2016. If not, you can always go to the Blog Talk Radio website and just type in Stevie B, and my shows should pop up. And that'll take you all the way back to my first episode, if you can believe that. And that was back in 2016. So you'll see, if you listen to those old shows when we first started, boy, you'll see how this show has evolved. It has really come a long way, ladies and gentlemen. And I am just so thrilled to be able to bring you a weekly broadcast, whether it be the preaching of the gospel or the singing of acapella gospel music. We're just having a great time on these radio shows. Now, I also have my recorded version shows. Those are the live shows I did here on Blog Talk Radio, but I recorded them all over again, but I took my voice out of the show. Some people say that's a blessing. I don't know, but that's just what they say. So you can go back and listen to those shows as well. And the sound quality is excellent in beta hi-fi, so you really enjoy what you're hearing from my recorded version shows. Just type in recorded version shows. Excuse me, Stevie B's recorded version shows. And those shows can only be heard now on iHeartRadio, Deezer, and Amazon Music. Those are the only sites where you can find those recorded version shows. All right? Now, my upcoming events, we have the national tour has begun, and it's the 2022 Experience Acapella Tour. That's a Chef Table, Take Note, and Diesel Record Production. We've already gone to Birmingham, Alabama, and Atlanta, Georgia. And the next stop for the tour is in Pompano Beach, Florida. I don't have the dates yet. Once I get those dates, we'll be announcing those dates to the various cities that we plan on going to. And the headliners of this national tour is Anthony Carter from Chicago, Illinois, the queen of the tour, Nisa Cooper from Memphis, Tennessee, Rain, realizing the innate need, from Orlando, Florida, and we also have a comedian, Timbo. He's from Holly Springs, Mississippi, be on the tour. And, of course, yours truly, the Blaster Master, from right here in the state of North Carolina. I'll be emceeing the tour. And the remaining cities for the tour are Pompano Beach, Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, Houston, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Mississippi, and, of course, North Carolina. On the show tonight, I'll be doing my Top 20 Countdown show for the month of December. This will be the last show, last Top 20 Countdown show, and I haven't done one since July. Been so busy, so I'm going to try to make sure I do this show since it's the last one for the year of 22. So I definitely had to do this show to close out the year. On December the 30th, my special guest is George G. from West Palm Beach, Florida. We try to have George G. on the show every fourth Friday of the month. He actually took Urban C. Jackson's place, but he was a close friend of Urban C. Jackson. I thought that was appropriate to have George G. to fill his slot on this every fourth Friday of the month, because just like Urban C. was putting out new music on the show, George G. has a ton of music, ladies and gentlemen, and we are really enjoying having George G. on the show. And also on that show on December the 30th, we'll have my special guest, Rerun Walker from Atlanta, Georgia, and Tiffany Bumpus from Rochester, New York. They have a new single that they'll be debuting on that show as well. And on January the 6th, my special guest is Terry Moore Mays from Mario Valley, California. I believe Terry has about 5 or 6 albums, so I'm looking forward to that interview with her. And on July the 12th, my special guest is Michael Stevenson. He's the core director for the acapella group Worship and Praise Acapella Chorus and Eternal Praise Acapella from Greensboro, North Carolina. I believe he's from that Sharp Road Church of Christ there in Greensboro, North Carolina. And January the 20th, I'll be doing my Top 20 Countdown show. That'll be the first Top 20 Countdown show for the year 2023. And on January 27th, my special guest is George G. and Hammond Burke from Dallas, Texas. He's the creator and founder of the Shellcaster Network. And he also has a Facebook group there called World of Acapella. So that should be a great show.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
So who's on the playlist tonight? I have some new singles from the headliners of the Experience Acapella Tour, Anthony Tony Carter, the queen of the tour, Nisa Cooper, Monte Cuba, and Teray Mack, and Divine Experience Vision out of Houston, Texas. and many, many more. This is going to be a great show tonight.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on the blast tonight. Stevie B is on the air.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music. Stevie B's Top 20 Countdown Show. Acapella Gospel Music. Number 20.
Coming in. Coming in at number 20 for 45 weeks. Holding down that slot for 45 weeks is Divine Experience from Tampa, Florida. They have a new single entitled Never Going Back. You're going to love this song. We debuted that single here on this broadcast. Episode number 228. And my special guest on that show was Brandon P.K. Smith. He's one of the vocalists for Divine Experience. And the producer of that group was Issei's Jesse Marat from Straight Company. You're going to love my number 20 song. You guys, Stevie B. On the ones and twos. Enjoy the show.
Number 20.
Everybody Peace and love, everyone. This is your girl, Genesis Archer from Jacksonville, Florida, and you're listening in to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Number 19. Ladies and gentlemen, I seem to be experiencing some technical difficulty here, but we're going to keep... see if I can get this resolved in just a few minutes. But coming in at number 19 is the, and holding the slot for 103 weeks, is the Melody Airs from Houston, Texas. Their single, My Prayer, from the 2000 album, Looking Under Jesus. And that album was produced by the late Johnny Wilder Jr. Did an exclusive interview with one of the lead vocalists of that group, episode number 99, Frank Melton III. That was a great show. Frank told us the history of how that group was started and the traveling they did with the Four Christian Stars. I really appreciate Frank for coming on that show. Also did a recorded version of that show. That's episode number 26. Enjoy this number 19 song by the Melody Airs. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 19.
King of kings and Lord of lords, He will hear your prayer.
Praying for you. I'm Lavinas Carter, and I sing with Truly Blessed out of Atlanta, Georgia. You are listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have worked out our technical difficulty that we had just a few minutes ago, so now we're back on track.
Number 18.
Holding down my number 18 slot for 103 weeks is Anissa Cooper, the queen of the tour. She's the queen of the Experience Acapella tour that we kicked off here in the year 2022. Looking forward to 2023. Her new single, I Know, from her 2020 album, Stronghold. She debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 179, with her producer, Lewis Cooper from Dizelle Records, was also on that show. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 38, and yeah, enjoy my number 18 song by the queen of the tour, Anissa Cooper. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 18.
I don't know why my storm seems so tough at times, and I don't even know why I feel I'm losing my mind, and yet I know he's always I know he'll always care for me, and more I know he'll always comfort me. I don't have any doubts, I know. I don't know why this world is so full of sin, and I don't even know why my God would put up with it, and yet I know.
I know. What's up, everybody? This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Tori.
And this is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to
CDB.
It's Stevie B, the Blaster Master
of acapella gospel music.
Number 17.
Holding down my 17th slot for 103 weeks, it's Committed Acapella Chorus out of Rogersville, Alabama. Their single, Be Encouraged, from their 2017 album, We're Not From Here. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode number 23. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 9. Enjoy my number 17 song by Committed Acapella Chorus. You guys, Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 17.
All right. Brothers and sisters, we came to lift you up, to encourage you, to open up the Word of God and stop leaning on your own understanding. Come on, Committed. I need you. Don't you give up.
Just remember, y'all, he made this promise.
This is Jeremy Roberts.
This your girl, Tony Washington, from Journey Acapella.
This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee.
And you're listening to Stevie B.
Good day, family. It's your boy, George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
We will be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Media Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week, we are featuring Teray Mack from Jacksonville, Florida. We debuted his new single on the show about 2 weeks ago. Teray was on the show last Friday night, episode 285. Always enjoy talking to that young brother. He has a new project that should be released sometime earlier in the part of the year 2023. And he put out his last album his first album was in 2016, Time to Move. And his latest EP he put out in 2019 entitled Rich. So if you hadn't had a chance to hear either of those projects, check them out. His EP features members of his acapella group that Teray is also a member of, Testament Acapella Ensemble, featuring Dodger Burnett from Charlotte, North Carolina, Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina, and Amber Baldwin also from Greensboro, North Carolina. This is Teray's new single, What You Say? That's my song of the week. You're going to love this song. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Oh, what you say? What you say?
Starting my new life today. So they may talk and they may hate, but it don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
B's Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
It's your boy Lil Lou from Athens, Alabama, and Diesel Records. Giving a shout out to my man Stevie B, the acapella gospel music blast. Every Friday night we get down just like this. Diesel Records, baby. Acapella gospel music blast. She's a record, baby.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Now, I've been single a long time, you know, and I'm divorced, you know, so, you know, I'm divorced twice, you know. Don't judge me. You know, you tell people you divorced, you know, they have mercy on you. Say two times, they looking at you like, oh, it's her fault. Something wrong with her. You know, and I'm working on me. I'm working on me. But you don't know my story, so don't judge me. Amen. You know, trust me, every biblical reason given for a divorce, trust me, I had it. Amen. Amen. You know, the first one was a crackhead, and the second one was trying to crack my head. And I don't think that's funny, personally. That's not the funny part, amen? But the sad part is, you know, being single today, it's really hard today. And it's sad because, you know, we have more means of communicating now than we have ever had before. Yet men have become even more, even worse with your communicating. You are. With your communicating. See what I mean? They don't listen, don't hear nothing. Everybody heard that but him. And you know he's single. So nobody wants you. You haven't learned to listen. But a lot of times as single people, you know, ladies, we love to pray for a man of God, but we forget to prepare. Because we got to have our stuff together too, amen? You do, because a lot of ladies, you know, a lot of times, you know, we want so desperately to be in a relationship, you know, but we're not preparing for that man. And ladies, before you go on these dates, you got to make sure that you fast and you pray before you go on these dates. You pray so you can hear from heaven and know whether or not he is from God, so you don't waste his time and he don't waste yours. You fast so that when you go on that date, you don't have gas. Now, that's serious. That's serious. There's nothing worse than being on a date with a wonderful man of God and your stomach is toe up. And I know some of y'all so holy you don't think we should be talking about gas, but let me tell you something. We serve an awesome God. Who knew? He knows all things. So he knew that in this day and age with our diet, we was going to have gas. And I praise him for his word that says, I will always make a way for your escape. Because I'm going to tell you, let me tell you something. You get on that date, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it's nothing worse than being on a date with a man of God and your stomach is, there's nothing you can do about it. Your stomach bubbling, you know, you got so much gas, you got a, you know, a lump at the top of your head. But now gas can be beneficial on a date. Say you get on this date and realize he is not from God. You don't even care, do you? You just let it go, don't you? He be like, what's that smell? That's me. I got a little bit of gas. I'm going to be letting it go from time to time. If you can't take it, you need to take me home.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on The Blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest a cappella gospel music artists, the Sweet Sounds of Voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Dropping the beat.
Stevie B,
the Blaster Master
of acapella gospel music.
Number 16.
Holding down my 16th spot for 103 weeks is Tiffany Malone from Athens, Alabama. Her single, Let Nothing Turn Me Around, her 2011 album, Reason Why. We did an exclusive interview with Tiffany on this broadcast, episode number 7. That was a long time ago, seemed like. Enjoy my number 16 song by Tiffany Malone. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos. See, I made that rhyme.
Number 16.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometimes?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, when she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
nothing turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust him. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing, no, 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 no,
she told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
to what about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day. King, yeah.
said nothing.
I won't let nothing, no. Turn me around.
I won't let
no. No weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my throne. She told her, she said, I won't let nothing, no.
Hey y'all, this is Stephanie Booker Wilson of Stephanie Sings Vocal Studio, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B. Boom, boom, baby.
I need you to reach out and take my hand. Guide me, Lord. Guide me, Lord.
Stevie B's Top 20 Countdown Show. Acapella Gospel Music. Number 15.
Holding down my 15th slot for 103 weeks. It's by Mario Brothers from Jacksonville, Florida. Their single, Pick Me Up, and the remix from their 2015 album, The Mario Brothers. We did an exclusive interview with Mario McKinnon, episode 175. Enjoy my number 15 song by the Mario Brothers. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 15.
Lord, you picked me up when I was down. Lord, you planted my feet on solid ground. Lord, I once was blind, but now I see. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, look down on me.
Lord, you picked me up when I was down. Lord, you planted my feet on solid ground.
The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye may show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
Love and Savior, oh mighty God, look down on me, Lord, when times get hard.
Show me the way, show me your power. You seem to pick me up in my darkest hour.
This is my prayer, this is my plea. When I'm struggling, you comfort me.
to serve the Lord, you'll never give up.
Some wicked hearts times down in despair. When I read your word, I know you're always there.
Send me a blessing, send me a sign. When the storms are raging, Lord, I know I'm on your mind.
I know you will deliver right on time. Cause you pick me up and everything's alright. Yeah.
When I was down,
yes, you did.
Let
it be.
Like nobody else could. Uh-huh. When God's on my side, everything is all good. Life's kinda hard from the things that I've seen.
Yeah.
But Lord have mercy, glad we on the same team.
Lord,
you picked me up, God, when no one was around. Through it all, Lord, you never let me down.
Let
just
me down.
Wanna thank you and have to praise you.
Uh-huh.
So much to say to you, my life, I hate you.
Come on,
no one can match it. Your love is a classic. I need your passion, what I want, I just ask it. You bless my heart, I don't know where to start. Only God in heaven, he can bring us this far. Yeah, life is full of some heartache and pain. And he came in my life, the same place never been the same. So I look in the sky, I look and see my king. I know he's in heaven, he looking down on me.
Pick me up.
When I was down,
I was down.
Lord,
you planted my feet
on solid ground.
Lord, I once was blind, but thank God that I can see.
Lord,
yeah, yeah.
Everywhere that I go, cause his peace is everlasting.
How can I be happy when my life seems upside down? Well, let me tell you about a man named Jesus. He's the true joy that I found. There are times I get weary, but it's the Lord who sends me. So I just put my trust and faith in you. And every time he left for me, every time you were there for me,
put it in.
Savior came and he reached way within.
There's a friend that I know that'll never let me go. And the love that he's shown is the best that I know. Oh, when times get rough, he lifts me up. The Lord will pick me up.
Hey,
the Lord will pick me
Lord,
up.
You pick me up.
Thanks, Steve.
When I was down.
This your girl, Toni Washington from Journey Acapella. And you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
It's your favorite DJ,
Stevie B,
the Blastamaster
of Acapella Gospel Music.
Number 14.
Holding down my 14th slot for 103 weeks is One Hope in Christ out of Louisville, Kentucky. They have a new single, Make Away, from this. This is the title track from the 2018 album, Make Away. And this album we debuted, episode number 72. I also did an exclusive interview with one of the vocalists of that group, Garrett Edison, episode number 238. Also did a recorded version of that live show. That's episode number 7. And this group was the recipient for the 2018 Nakama New Artist of the Year. Enjoy my number 14 song, by One Hope in Christ. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 14.
Obstacle after obstacle seems to happen in spectacular fashion. I'm grasping for a grip that my faith won't slip as I travel on this spiritual road trip. Up and down I go, where I stop nobody knows, but God, he holds the future, whole wide world in his hands. My plans are not his plans, yeah. He will make a way out of no way. He's the same today as yesterday. The reason I'm happy,
I know that you're with me today.
Prepared for me great joy or even challenges. I have no need to stress. God controls everything and supplies my every need. Simple words restore life and peace. When God Almighty speaks, something He'll make way out of no way. I know I'll surely do it again right now today.
Troy Marables of Made New Acapella in Louisville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Number 13.
Holding down my 13th slot for 103 weeks is Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur from Dallas, Texas. Their single, God's Music, from the 2019 album, Life in Music. We debuted that album here on this broadcast. Episode 177. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 37. Enjoy my number 13 song by Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 13. Number 13.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie, and you are listening to me on Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Number 12.
Holding down my 12th slot for 103 weeks is Genesis Archer from Jacksonville, Florida. Her single, Higher Ground, from her 2012 album, I'm a Soldier. And we did an exclusive interview. Actually, Jen's been on the show a couple of times. Episode number 20, episode 198, and episode 284, I do believe. I need to check that. But Genesis was the recipient for the 2019 Acapella Music Artist, Acapella Music Award for Female Artist of the Year. And in 2016, she was the NACAMA Best Female Vocalist. And in 2014, she was the NACAMA Artist of the Year. Enjoy my number 12 song by Genesis Archer. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 12.
You cannot shake the
I'm moving.
to make it to heaven. You may try to discourage me with scandalous ways. Oh yeah, but you can stop me on the solid rock of staying. I'm gonna keep on working, Lord, for your kingdom. 'Cause in the end I wanna be where you are. So I gotta keep working, I got to keep moving, I got to keep going every day. In the end I wanna be with you. I'm going. About me, but that's okay, that's okay. 'Cause I know who I am and where I want to be. Oh, see, I'm wiser, getting stronger every day. Can't stop now. See, I'm on to higher ground. Nobody can break me, nobody can shake me, nobody can hold me down. No. I'm going higher, going higher. I'm going higher. Oh, can't you see me, Lord?
In Durham, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's A Cappella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's A Cappella Gospel Music Blast.
Number 11.
Holding down my number 11 slot for 103 weeks is to Ray Mack from Jacksonville, Florida. He has a new single entitled Thank God. Now, this song features Amber Baldwin. And, Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina. She's a member with Teray in the group Testament Acapella Ensemble. And this single is from his 2019 EP entitled Rich. We debuted that EP on this broadcast, episode 146. Enjoy my number 11 song by Teray Mack. You guys, Stevie B, on the ones and twos.
Number 11.
One time for my G-O-D. One time for my G-O-D, yeah. One time for my G-O-D.
Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner in Advent, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665. Or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
This is a program reminder. Stevie B's Media Production presents. We're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. The telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. Or you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/gospel light. Radio show. I'll just type in your browser, Blog Talk Radio. On Tuesday evening, I'm hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord radio show, every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. The second Tuesday of the month, we have a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ,
we'll be presenting a lesson from the Word of God. Also, we have the Community Corner segment. That's segments for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our community. And I have three co-hosts on that show. Lou Gibber, he's the evangelist for Little Brook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Isa Mullins, he serves the Church of Christ here in Cary, North Carolina. And then on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my co-host Kelly Fletcher, she serves the Livingstone Church of Christ there in Indianapolis, Indiana. She has the Kelly Fletcher Show. And then on Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting the live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. And I have seven co-hosts on that show who will be making their proclamation of the gospel of Christ. And each week I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking a question from my social media platform on Facebook. And I'll be posing one of those questions to my co-hosts on that live show as well. And then on Friday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be hosting a live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. And this show received the 2022 NACAMA, National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award for Outstanding Achievement in Record for Record or Radio. On this show, I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices, and we're also interviewing artists, producers, comedians, etc. And we're also debuting new music and featuring old music on this broadcast as well. And every third Friday of the month, we have a Top 20 Countdown show. This is the last Top 20 Countdown show tonight for the year 2022. We have on-demand episodes as well, wherever you're getting your musical, wherever musical platform that you're using to get your music. It'll be on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple iTunes, YouTube, etc. Just type in your search bar, Stevie B Media Productions. And we also have recorded version shows. These shows were album debuts mostly, so the same playlist was used from the live shows on Blog Talk Radio. And these shows can be heard only on iHeartRadio or Visa, and also on Amazon Music. Just search in your browser, Stevie B Recorded Version Shows. We want to thank all of our sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. If you'd like to be a sponsor for these radio shows, please contact my sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her telephone number is 954-687-4705. The three E's of Stevie B Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's
Top 20 Countdown Show.
Acapella Gospel Music.
Number 10.
Holding down my 10th slot for 103 weeks is Revelations out of Orlando, Florida. Their single, Gethsemane, from their 2016 album, From the Heart. Now, I did an interview with Revelations when I was with that other radio show. Enjoy my number 10 song by Revelations. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 10.
Oh, what wondrous love I see, freely shown for you and me. By the one who did atone. You see, just to show his matchless grace, Jesus came down here and he took my place. Can't you see him as he's praying in the garden all alone? Hey, just for me.
Stay right here and watch for me. But they heard no bitter moan. Can you believe those three disciples slept? While my loving Savior, he cried, he wept. Oh, Father, but if it's your will,
This is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida, representing Duval. We are the one and only Testament Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
With you is where I want to be.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Taking you back to the old school. Stevie B, the Blaster Master
of acapella gospel music.
Number 9.
Holding down my number 9 slot for 103 weeks is Darryl Barnett from Los Angeles, California. His new single, Why, from his 2018 album, Way to Go. And Darryl was the recipient for the 2018 Acama Song of the Year. And we debuted that album here on this broadcast. Episode number 61, also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 8. Now, Darryl is also a former member of acapella group New Image out of Nashville, Tennessee. We had them on the broadcast a few months ago. And he's also an active member now of Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. Enjoy this number 9 song by Darryl Barnett. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 9.
Holding me down.
This
My number 8 slot for 103 weeks is Anthony Tony Carter and Craig Harden, both from Chicago, Illinois. Their new single, Daily Bread. You're going to love my number 8 song. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 8.
This time, the storm, well, it brought me down to my knees. And I pray, Father, please, have mercy, Lord, 'cause I'm almost there. And every morning, when I would rise, I did not think I could face another day. But I may, because you fed me my daily bread. Yeah, oh, see, when I needed faith, God had fed me
the first day.
My name is Vonda Waller from the Columbus, Georgia area. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is Melissa Lancaster with the singing group Durant.
Hey, what up, guys? This is Melody Bailey.
This is Monte Cuba.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie.
This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Torres.
This is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening.
And you're listening to.
And you are listening.
You are listening to Stevie B.
Stevie B.
Stevie B.
And you're listening to
Stevie B.
Good day, family. It's your boy, George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
We will be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Media Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are featuring Teray Mack from Jacksonville, Florida. We debuted his new single on the show 2 weeks ago. Teray was on the show actually last Friday night, episode 286, I do believe that was. And his new project should be released sometime earlier in the year. He has a 2016 album, Time to Move. And he also has a 2019 EP entitled Rich. His EP features members of the acapella group that Teray is also a member of, Testament Acapella Ensemble, featuring Dajanae Burnett from Charlotte, North Carolina, and Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina, and Amber Baldwin, also from Greensboro, North Carolina. And Teray's new single is entitled What Just Say. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love my song of the week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Oh, what you say? What you say? Let me tell you a story about how life can bring you to dark places, make you feel like you can't lose, leading you with the weight of some very bad cases, a case of depression, a case of confusion, feeling like you're less than a human, so many things have a hold on you, the shackles are tightening, you can't break loose, and your friends are just not around, your own family might put you down, backstabbed in your own safe haven. It doesn't feel like a life worth saving. People calling you this, people calling you that, this and that, your life's all trash. So close to slipping away, but right on time you show up and I hear you say
you love me. When I can't feel a thing, you say I'm stronger.
Like I'm winning, and I feel like I
Master of acapella gospel music. Number 7.
Holding down my number 7 slot for 103 weeks is Shedeck Chorus out of Houston, Texas. They have a new single entitled Sounds of Love, the 2020 EP Surrounded by Love. And this group features Frank Melton III, formerly of the Melody Airs. Enjoy my number 7 song by Shedeck Chorus. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number 7.
What does love look like? What does love sound like? What do you see? What do you hear?
Love. It's your boy, Lil Luke, from Diesel Records, giving a shout out to my main man, Stevie B. And every Friday night, we get down just like this. Acapella Gospel Music Blast!
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. Stevie B's on the radio, we're gonna pray tonight. If you get to me, call your friends. 3 hours of music, tell them to tune on in.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
What's up? Y'all all right? I mean, liven up. Y'all got a lot of rest. What's up? First of all, I want to say, before I even get started, thank you so much again to Dr. Conway and the staff here at One and everybody. It's been good since Friday, so I appreciate this opportunity. I had a great time. Thank you so much. This is the last One Church. Everybody here at One Church is so pleasant. I'm not lying. I ain't received an attitude from anybody here yet. I mean, and I've tried. I've been out in the, what do y'all call it? Because I said library, like I got corrected. What is it? Atrium, yes, atrium. And I be trying, folk. Everybody pleasant, man. You ask folk, man, how you doing? Blessed. Sister, how you doing? Too blessed to be stressed. Brother, how you feel? I feel too anointed to be disappointed. And man, I was like, that's sweet, but I don't go like that at my church. I just go to my church sometimes, and I tell them exactly how I feel. I walk in, they be like, Brother Wiley, how you feel today? Cursed. Me and my wife ain't equally yoked right now. Hang with you all this morning. I woke up early, a little change of time. It don't really affect me. I woke up early, and I saw this pastor who was preaching this morning, and he used a lot of acronyms. Y'all know what acronyms are? Acronyms where you take a word and make it another word. It's really not what that word means, but right. And so he was saying, hey, if you need a job, you need to push, right? And then on the screen, it was like push, pray until something happened, right? Then he's saying, and if you have problems, you need to jump. Then jump came on the screen, right? And it was like, jump, Jesus, understand my problems. It's like, wow. Then his last one, he said, who in here in debt? Man, half the church was like. And he said, you know why you in debt? He said, you know what debt means? Debt means doing everything but tithing. I said, he got me, man. That was good. Now that's good. I'm not a stranger here. I think I've been here about 5-6 times now, and I'm very comfortable at One Church. I'm comfortable. It's good to be in church and be comfortable. Yeah, I'm a comfortable Christian. And what I learned in my experience is uncomfortable Christians have a problem with comfortable Christians. It ain't me. It's you. It's not me. Man, like about 8 years ago, my wife, she came to me. I just want to show you how comfortable I am. My wife, she came to me, and she was like, Bae, I'm pregnant, and it's yours. I was like, okay. I mean, just going to put that on me. But and I was like, you know, cool. And so I went to the barbershop that day to get a haircut. And when I was at the barbershop, one of the guys in there was like, say, player, I hear, you know, you about to have a baby. I was like, are you the doctor? You know? He was like, nah. I was like, well, nah, my wife might have a baby. But, you know, I guess the same thing. And he was like, well, I work at the hospital, and I get stuff. I was like, what you mean? He said, man, babies are expensive. You're going to need milk. You're going to need diapers. I work at the hospital, and I get stuff. I was like, oh, okay, I'm with you. How much? So he was like, you're a cool dude, man. For you, just give me $100. One church in my garage, stacked from the floor to the ceiling, were boxes of milk and diapers. Here's where I went wrong. One Sunday after church, I took an uncomfortable Christian home with me. We went through the garage. He saw all them boxes and was like, man, what's all these boxes? I said, homeboy, that's milk and diapers. He said, man, I bet you spent an arm and a leg on all that. I said, $100. Dude at the barbershop hooked me up. Here's what he gonna say. Boy, that's stealing. That man at that barbershop stole that stuff. And you got your baby drinking this stolen milk? Your baby could drink this milk and die. He gonna kill my baby. But that's how they act when they not getting blessed. Something always wrong with your blessing when they not getting blessed. An uncomfortable Christian don't even read the Bible, because somewhere in there it say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And I'm just trying to see how you gonna get the wicked's wealth if you don't know nobody wicked. Some of y'all live praying for a flat screen. You better go to the barbershop. I went there for a haircut. The Lord sent that man my way. I mean, what I'm gonna do?
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on the blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere. Six slot for 45 weeks is Monte Cuba from Houston, Texas. He has a new single entitled Through the Storm from his 2020 album Learning, and we debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode number 190. Enjoy my number six song by Monte Cuba. You guys, Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Number six.
Through the storm. There will be pain. Count it all joy through the rain. You don't have to worry. You don't have to cry. Jesus will help you through the storms. It's 2 in the morning
when you get that.
A loved one is hurting,
not good at all.
You ask yourself,
what you gonna do? Trust in Jesus, he will help you.
He will pull you through. There will be sorrow. There will be pain. Count it all joy.
to cry.
We know that
Jesus will help you through the storms.
We all go through ups and downs.
Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown.
But we can look forward to better days. Because the Father, He has said, troubles won't last always.
There will be sorrow, there will be pain.
Just a matter of
counting our joy.
You gotta count it all joy.
To cry,
Jesus
will help you through the storms.
Sometimes it hurts so bad.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Give him all the love you have.
All the loving you have.
Never seems to be enough.
Never enough.
Heaven's gates gonna open.
We're
up.
Gonna make it.
God's
in 4, 3, 2. Hey, this is Dorian Paul, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ooh, wee.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's Stevie B, the Blastamassa of Acapella Gospel Music. Stevie B's Top 20 Countdown Show. Acapella Gospel Music. Number 5.
Holding down my number 5 slot for 45 weeks is Called by God. Called by God, Acapella Ensemble out of Nashville, Tennessee. They have a single, Yes is on the Way. And this song features Dwayne Pugh from Dallas, Texas. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, the album 2019, album For His Purpose, episode 134. Great album if you hadn't had a chance to hear that from Called by God. And we also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 32. Now, this acapella group was the 2022 recipient for the Nakama New Artist of the Year. So congratulations to them for that fine award. Enjoy my number 5 song, Called by God.
Number 5.
Release, speak what is best for me, yeah.
your promises. Whatever you say,